Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. L'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Moriah Rav Hillel ben Meir Chamecha Zecharno Levracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zecharno Levracha. And we are in Sefer Shmuel Aleph. We're in Perek Yud Gimel. Ben Shana Shaul b'Molcho Ushtei Shana Malach al Yisrael. Shaul was in his first year of his reign. He only ruled for 2 years. Now the truth is, Rashi tells us that Chazal tell us, like a one-year-old, he never was toim tam aveira. It's a Gemara in Yuma on Daf Chaf Beis Amid Beis. It also could be Ben Shana. He was a year into his reign in the first year, and immediately he made a choice over here. Vayivchar lo shol shlosha salafim Yisrael vayuim shol alpayim v'mechmash ubehar Beit El ve'elaf hayuim Yonasan begirvas binyamin ve'yaser am shilach ish lo alav. So Shol HaMelech immediately chose for himself 2,000 people in Mechmas and in Har Beit El. He left another 1,000 with his son Yonasan in Givas Binyamin, and the rest of the people he sent back home. Vayach Yonasan esnitzit plishtim asher begeva, vayishmu plishtim. So Yonasan took over the officer of the plishtim in Geva. The plishtim heard about it. B'shol takav b'shofar b'chol Yisrael emor yishmu ha'ivrim. Shol sent out a message saying everybody should hear what is going on over here. That is to say, Yonasan killed him in order to rebel, and Geva was not Geva Binyamin. They were in two separate places. But Shaul says the Radak commanded to sound the shofar since he didn't want to leave Gilgal, and he didn't leave Gilgal, and he wanted to show people that we rebelled against the Plishtim so that they should be aware. So what happened? B'chol Yisrael shamu leimor hikasha ulas nitzit plishtim v'gam nevash Yisrael ba'plishtim. So the people heard saying that Shaul smote the sar plishtim, and Am Yisrael had become hated by the plishtim. V'yitzaku am acharei Shaul ha'gilgal, the people gathered after Shaul. In other words, the people heard the report were under the impression that Shaul either did it personally or that he had ordered it, says the Radak. And maybe just simply says Mitzudas David, it was something that was identified as being connected to him. And also, there was a anti-Semitism over here. So they decided to follow Shaul. So the Plishtim gathered. And they had 30,000 chariots and 6,000 riders and people who were numerous. They were very, very, very set up. So Am Yisrael saw that they were in a tight strait and they were hard pressed. So they went into their bomb shelters, the caves and the thickets and the rocky crags, the towers and the pits. They had to do what they could. In other words, they were taken by surprise and they were greatly outnumbered. So they went into very large places over here. Ve'ivrim avru esayardin eretz gad v'gilad v'sha'ul odena b'gilgal v'cholam chardu acharav. And some of the Am Yisrael crossed the Jordan to Gad and Gilad, and Shaul was still in Gilgal, and everyone ran after him. Right? In other words, some of the people were running away from the Plishtim, since the Plishtim were in Eretz Canaan on the west side, but a lot of people hurried to go after him. Vayachal shivas yamim lamoed asher Shmuel velo bas Shmuel haGilgal. So he waited to 7 days till the time that Shmuel had told him, don't rush. And he came to that point. Shmuel didn't come. And the people started to scatter from him. So Shmuel said, bring me the karban in this situation. And he brought the ola. Shmuel showed up finally, and Shaul came, and he came to give him a bracha. Why? He said to him, "What did you do?" He said, "I saw that the people were scattering away. You didn't come. You said you were supposed to come. And the plishtim were coming to Michmash. So what was Shaul's intention when he chose not to listen to Shmuel? How did he come to this situation? And what happens to him at this time is the subject of today's daf in Nachiyomi, a deeper look. But Omar, but Shaul tried to defend himself. Ata yirdu plishtim alaya Gilgal, upnei Hashem lo chilisi. Shaul said, I was pressed for time. I saw that the Plishtim were going to come against me, and that I didn't exactly have a chance to offer the proper carbon to Hashem. So I forced myself. I went ahead and bring the carbon ola. Shmuel said to him, "You did something very foolish. Right? Why? Lo shamartes mitzvah Hashem Elokecha asher tzivach ki ata yichin Hashem es mamlachtecha al Yisrael ad olam." He said, "Hashem would have established a kingdom over Am Yisrael forever had you just listened." Probably, Shmuel said, "Listen, I didn't get a chance to do what I was supposed to done. What I was supposed to do." The Radak says, Shmuel said to Shaul, "Did you really think I wasn't coming? Did you really think that Hashem couldn't save you a little bit later? You know, when I give you a nevuah, you're supposed to listen, and Hashem would have had a high position assigned. It would have been there forevermore. However, unfortunately, because you didn't listen, Hashem is going to choose somebody that's going to follow his words. Your kingdom can't continue because you know Hashem has to have somebody who rules the people, who listens to the word of Hashem. So Shmuel left. And Shaul said, realize he had 600 people with him. So Shaul and his son Yonasan are in Geva bin Yamin. The Plishtim are in Michmash. So he watched the raiders came out in three companies. Rosh Ha'achad Yifne al Derech Ephra. The head of one started to move to Ophra, Al Eretz Shual, to the road towards Shual. Ve'arosh echad yifne derech Beis Choron. One turned towards the Beit Choron. Ve'arosh echad yifne derech agvul anishkaf al ge'at zivonim hamidbara. He saw that one was leading to the border, which led towards the wilderness. Ve'charash lo yimatzei b'chol Eretz Yisrael. There was no smith to be found in all of Am Yisrael. There's no one was found at the beginning of Shaul's melucha, because the Plishtim said all ironsmiths are not allowed to work in Eretz Yisrael. They were worried that the Jewish people are going to make a sword or a spear, so no weapons. It sounds familiar, right? We are in modern times too. Sometimes you try to limit the control, and then you wind up having a real major danger. So all of Amisa went to Eretz Plishtim. So each person had to go to the Plishtim to sharpen his plowshare or his axe or whatever it was. There was a file for all the pitchforks and axes and to set the goat, but whatever it was. But there was no spears or swords in the hands of all the people. Asher et Shaul v'et Yonatan. The only people who had spears were Yonasan and Shaul. And the Plishtim, so they're getting ready to go over to the Mavar Michmash. They had a raiding party, and things were going over in that point in time, and it was going to be a major danger. They had two weapons against 3,000 chariots, and we're going to see what's going to happen as a result. When we meet again tomorrow morning, everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.